You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Vice President Activities and Development.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to URN's SU election coverage. I'm, of course, Griffin Vincent from The Pulse, and I'm joined today with another candidate, Tom G. How are you doing today, sir?
Hello, Griffin. Lovely to meet you. Hi, everyone. Hi to everyone listening to us in the audience right now. I am Tom G. I'm running for VP of Activities and Development.
I was about to say, you've just answered the first question. You've
got, oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't you worry. So, as I said, yes, Tom G is running for VP for Activities and Development. Going on then, what inspired you to run for this role?
I have spent 3 years in societies and two in committee roles. So I understand both the excitement and the frustration of running running a student group. So I'm running to back students' ideas with funding, support, and simpler systems. As I'm an international student, this is my last year of university. I'm from Panama, a country in Latin America. I come from a very low-income family. Actually, I think if my mom loses her job, we would be classified as probably extreme poverty. So I'm studying here with a scholarship, right? So it was a bit difficult when I came to the UK to adapt to the systems and the society and how everything works, because we come from two different cultures, right? So I nearly dropped out. I wasn't able to adapt as easily as I was wishing to. However, I found in societies that place where I felt like belonging. Societies gave me the community and the purpose. I realized how powerful they are, how powerful societies are, and how much stronger they could be with the right backing. So that's why I'm running for VP, because I want every student to have that opportunity.
Well, thank you very much for that, Tom. And if you do get this role, what are some of the things that you want to bring in and do as in your role? Obviously, you talked a lot about obviously being an international student, adapting to the UK, and as well as also, you know, students from lower income backgrounds, you know, is that in your plans?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my plan, basically, the name of my plan is Make It Real, Your Ideas Backed. So the point of all of this is that if you have an idea as a student, the SU should bring it to life. If you have ambition, the SU should bring it to life to help you realize that ambition that you wanna commit to. So my plan is based on three pillars. We have a stronger community experiences, we have more funding for societies, and we also want a real support for all societies and for all students. So my main policy is having an open door for everyone. If you have any idea in mind, just send me a DM on Instagram, or my WhatsApp is on Instagram as well, so you can text me on WhatsApp, and I'm happy to meet with you, to have a coffee, to have a chat, very chill, very relaxed. So that's basically the main part of my manifesto.
Perfect. Well, sounds very exciting and interesting.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Going on now onto some more fun questions.
Okay.
You know, I think it's very important for people to get to know you as a person and sort of relate to you a bit. Firstly, obviously, here in the UK, we have quite a big biscuit culture. We do enjoy snacking.
Ooh,
and, you know,
I do. So, I love that.
Exactly. So if you were a type of biscuit, what would you be?
Ooh, that's a tricky question, because I like shortbread a lot, especially desserts. I take biscuits to make desserts, right? But if I had to be one biscuit, I would say a chocolate digestive. It's a very humble one.
Yeah, it's humble, but it's always there.
Exactly. It's with a copa, elite, I would say. Chocolate digestive.
I must say, you've won me over there. I do like a chocolate digestive. Secondly, if you were on a desert island,
ooh, okay.
Now you've got all your water, your food, you're not going to starve, you'll be fine.
Okay.
But you were just trapped on the desert island for a year. What three songs would you want to have with you that you can always listen to so that you're not getting bored?
Three songs. Well, I do tend to, I wouldn't be bothered by repeating the three songs for a year, because I am a person that watches a series seven times because I just like them, right? I would say my three songs would be Debí Tirar Más Fotos by Bad Bunny, DTMF. Is, I don't know if you have heard.
No, yes, I'm sure you have. I do like Bad Bunny.
Oh, lovely. Let me check your hand in the distance. Yes. That would be my first one. My second option, I would say Gasolina by Daddy Yankee. That's a classic one.
Yeah, love that.
I grew up with that song. The third one, that's a tricky one. I would say, I think the name is Imagine by...
John Lennon?
Yeah, John Lennon. Yes. Imagine all the people.
I mean, those are three great songs in fairness.
That was my first song in English that I learned, Imagine All the People. I remember with Yoko Ono.
I mean, those are three really, I would be happy to have those three on repeat. So, especially the Bad Bunny, obviously, Super Bowl the other day. So
let's go, grouping.
It's been going well. Thirdly, So, obviously, as you say, you've been in Nottingham for 3 years now.
Yes.
When you have a free day, which for students isn't always happening, because depending on what you're doing, you're busy, you've got to be doing, moving around. But if you've got a free weekend where you can just relax, nothing to worry about, where is your go-to spot in Nottingham to relax and chill?
Ooh, that's an excellent question. That doesn't happen very often. I prefer just... I have two answers, if I can give both of them.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
If we say the perfect time to relax, right? Let's say during... the breaks. I would go to Victorian Brackman. That would be in the Meadows nearby West Bridgeford.
Yeah, yeah.
Many people don't know the place, but it's amazing. It's beautiful.
It's lovely. Yeah, it's stunning. It's stunning.
Next to the river, there is monuments in there. There is a boulevard. At the perfect place, right? But if we are talking about normal term period, right? The highlight of my whole week is going to Tesco Extra in Piston.
Oh. Well, one of your own members works at that Tesco.
Oh, so, lovely.
Yeah, I think you've got points there.
I love Tesco Extra. Everything I want, I can find it in there. That's my go-to for everything.
That's really cool. Yeah. No, I can vibe with both of those. That's very good. Lastly, our last sort of three general questions. What or who has been the biggest influence in your life and sort of has pushed you to where you are now?
That's an amazing question. When I've been asked that before, I used to tend to mention historical figures and all of this. But the more I have grown, I have realized that the person who has been there all the time has been my mom. It might sound like a cliche. It might sound generic, right? But she told me a lot of the things that I know now. How to cook well with my grandma in there. There is a competition between which one cooks better. But she taught me ethics, work ethics. She taught me that you have to wake up every day, even if you don't want to go to work, to go to give the best for the people you love, for those that you want to sacrifice your life for. So she has been the best example of sacrifice. And I believe if it wasn't for her, for the community I found in societies, I wouldn't be here sitting in front of you, Griffin, right now.
That's so lovely. Yeah. That's great to hear. Secondly, what is a particular moment of pride that you have that you're like, you know what, that's the sort of top that you've got. That's, I'm very proud of this, and you know, nothing can beat this.
Let me think 1 second.
Yeah. Please.
I would say running for public speaking training officer last year. And seeing the people actually coming to the sessions, it has been so rewarding. I feel that the excitement in there is not in the awards, but in seeing how the people pay attention, how the people engage, how the people participate, and they keep coming. And that is something that makes me very proud. It's just like I have grown in this last year, and I have grown with them. So that is what makes me proud.
And lastly, which celebrity would you want to narrate an audiobook of your autobiography?
Ooh. You know what I discovered when I came to England? Mr. Attenborough. David Attenborough.
Oh, that is a strong choice.
David Attenborough. He's calm, thoughtful, credible. I would love if he narrates my life. I remember these documentaries about nature. There's it. The penguins are coming in this. I love it. That goes in my. I have had dreams sometimes where I can hear his voice narrating the moment. So definitely him.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Well, thank you very much, Tom G, for this. It's been a pleasure having you. As I say, I've been Griffin Vincent here at URN. This is the Pulse SU election interviews.
Thank you so much, Griffin.
Thank
it has
you,
lovely to be here
no
with
worries.
You.
Thank
bye
you
bye
answer.
To the audience.
Bye-bye.
Vote for me, please.
Thank you for listening to the student union elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.